go back 2,000 years before the plantation, the Celts arrived in Ireland. And from my research, it seems to me that they arrived in Manor Cunningham and Mara Moor, because they have a promontory fort there which would be the same Iron Age type of structure as would be expected from the Celts.
There has actually been habitation and there's been civilization in this area for thousands of years.
Yes, the area has been occupied since earliest times. There's considerable evidence of Bronze Age occupation. For instance, a few years ago, there's a polygonal grave discovered there. That would have been the Bronze Age. As well as that, there was an urn found around the same period, and I personally found a Stone Age axe. But the big tribe that put a stamp big time on the Lagan were the Celts. They came to Ireland around 500 BC, and their evidence is that their occupation to this day is there to be seen by everybody. They had a very structured and very sophisticated system of government for 2,000 years, long before the plantation of Ulster. It was the Brehon Laws. They arrived about 500 BC. About 1,000 years later, after, say, 500 AD, St. Patrick came to Ireland, and he was met then by the clan system. Considerable number of tribes in Donegal. He arrived at Rimohi. That was an abbey there that he founded. And that was the sort of the meeting place of three tribes, Tyrconnell, Tyrone, and Tyranda.
That's something a lot of people won't be aware of, that there is some evidence to say Patrick actually was in Donegal, Patrick was in Rimohi.
Oh, it's accepted that he was in Rimohi because he concentrated Bishop Ruach, and definitely he was there. And indeed, Rimohi was the see, the ecclesiastical see for the Donegal up until about the 8th century when it was moved to Raphoe. The reason why it moved from Rimohi to Raphoe, you can speculate. My opinion is that it was the Vikings, because they were in the Swilly, they raided Moville, and the reality is, I think, Rimohi was on the water's edge at that time, and the Vikings sacked that monastery.
So this was a matter of protecting the treasures, protecting the heritage, protecting the history, and taking it inland to Raphoe.
I think that was it, to ensure that it was safer. And the Celts worked on until the plantation of Ulster, and of course everything changed utterly. And our area, Manor Cunningham area, was Manor Cunningham, incidentally, it was as a plantation village by James Cunningham. The Cunninghams were given land, Lord of Cunningham was given land there, and they arrived in Manor Cunningham. Indeed, everybody talks about Kinahan Bridge, and it's a familiar landmark in the area, Kinahan Bridge. But the reality and the correct name for Kinahan Bridge is Cunningham's Bridge. And I researched that and discovered that about 200 yards up a lane, there was a settlement of Cunninghams. There were five families arrived there. They were on the water's edge, that did the development, and they had a fortification. And indeed, they takes me on to the it takes me on then to the, believe it or not, the siege of Derry, because all the planters in Manor Cunningham went into Derry at the siege. King James came along and Manor Cunningham, what did they do? He sacked and burned Manor Cunningham and destroyed all evidence of the fort. And that was part of the plantation history. Later on, the penal days came in and worked badly against Catholics, of course, and Presbyterians. The Catholic faith was suppressed. Priests could only say Mass at their peril and the chance of being killed. Indeed, there is a Mass rock in Dromahol, and it may be of interest to you to know that on Thursday, the 14th of September, we're having Mass in Dromahol at the Mass rock. This will be the first Mass said there at that Mass rock for hundreds of years, probably 300 years.
Obviously, what you've been saying shows that Rimohi, Manor, Newton, Dromahol, that whole area has a very rich history going right back. And those who want to not only hear about that history, but actually see the area it happened in, can join you on Sunday afternoon. And that's going to be a very important event.
I think so. I'm an enthusiastic amateur, and Initially, growing up, I thought that, and many others thought, that history started with the plantation of Ulster. And it was only as I grew older and did research, I discovered that this area, understandably, because as I think it was King James himself who said from Binion Hill about the Lagan, it is a land worth fighting for. And that would apply for thousands of years before it, which meant that this area was occupied and farmed.
How can people get involved in this event on Sunday? Where do you meet? How
does
it work?
Manor Cunningham Resource Centre at 2 o'clock sharp, because what I'll do is give an introductory talk of where we're going and what we're about. And indeed, our plan B is, if we get a delis like we had earlier this week, I'll expand and extend the talk in the resource centre. But hopefully, good weather will prevail, and I'll take them on five different venues within a 2-mile radius.